This is a totally different podcast episode than I usually do because here I'm showcasing the amazing people who will be at the Fluence Unlocked conference, the first conference for freelancers that made with love, and it'll take place in Berlin on May 15, 16, 2024. If you are a freelancer in Europe, it's an event made for you to learn, exchange experiences, and build your network of great freelancers and experts who move the freelance economy forward. So go to freelanceunlocked.com and grab your ticket right away. My name is Yuri. I'm a community builder at Code Control and 9am.works, and my guest is Tino Keller, co-founder, managing director, and head of marketing at Accountable, and a digital marketing innovator with 14 plus years of entrepreneurial experience. So hello, Tina.
Hi, happy to be here.
You started your freelance journey a long time ago. So tell me more, how did you start it?
Well, yeah, I mean, as an entrepreneur, I think I started my first company out of university back in 2006. Then I built another company starting 2009. In the media industry, I was working actually with freelancers all along, and I've seen firsthand the struggles that you can have just writing proper invoices, knowing what is the net income that actually is yours on your bank account. And in 2019, when I had the opportunity to start Accountable in Germany, I saw, hey, this is really like a deep problem that needs solving, that now can be solved with software. And it's been now more than 4 years building Accountable in Germany and also Belgium to make the lives of freelancers radically more easy, take away the pain of doing taxes so people can focus on what they really love to do, building their business.
And why did you decide to focus on freelancers?
Yeah, so I think the pain for self-employed professionals, for freelancers, is quite acute. You're mostly a one-man show, and you don't have like a huge back office team that manages your taxes. And even paying a tax advisor can come at a sizable cost. For a company with employees, it might be just one cost item for you as a freelancer. It's significant. And then if you look at it, especially like what we see in Europe, in Germany as well, there are less and less tax advisors, and it's even hard to find a tax advisor to make it work. Right, so there are people who have a challenge being compliant with taxes, knowing how much money they have to put to set aside for taxes, and they can't find the proper help. So it's really our job to fix that, to give people the tools so they can manage the taxes with confidence.
Got it. So you are deeply into freelance economy. So what is your take on the freelance economy and how will it develop in the near future?
Yeah, so I'm really positive, really bullish about this. I see there's a lot of opportunity. You hear it back and forth. It's harder and harder for companies and people to find qualified people to staff roles. And I think freelancers are a great opportunity to work straight away with people who know their stuff, who are highly motivated. And we do this as well in our company, Accountable. We love to work with freelancers on a variety of projects. And I even think like for people who are employees, doing a side job as a freelancer is a great way to gain additional income and also to do what you love and do something on top of what you're currently doing. We've seen a big drive into this with the COVID crisis. And I think this will only accelerate as opportunities for self-employment freelancers will increase in the future. So I'm quite optimistic and positive about it.
You know, it's interesting. I talked to many freelancers, and they mostly developers, and they're saying that it's hard to find opportunities here and it's hard to find opportunities there. And there were a lot of tech layoffs of people, and some companies currently are going to not to hire freelancers, but they find, I don't know, cheaper or how, but they find like real employees for on the market, and it creates some kind of challenges for freelancers. Yeah. But I feel like it's changing like recently. So what is your take on that?
Yeah, it's a good point. So I think those cyclical developments, if you have like a crisis, a recession, and Germany is not in the best state and hasn't been for now some time, that of course it hits a freelancer first, right? That's what companies do. They try to slim down their cost basis. But then going forward, companies, people must invest in the future. And I think there, if you have like a unique knowledge, a unique capability, then you can actually position yourself well in the market. So yeah, I think it's not easy to be a full-time self-employed. It's a challenge. And so it's our job to support people with the best tools, the best visibility on their finances, so they can actually plan ahead. But thinking long-term, like where this is going, I think people value their independence, value that they can choose to how they work and where they work. And I think freelancing is a great opportunity to provide that independence and freedom. So while I see the challenges that we currently have in the market, I think long-term, this is a trend that will continue.
Am I hearing it correctly that previously, like before the COVID, it was easier for developers to find jobs because like everyone were like kind of reaching out to them? And currently, like the strongest survive. So if you are building your own brand, if you are open, if you are doing this networking, if you are building relationships with people, you are still good.
Yes. So I think network is super important. What I hear from a lot of people, like a lot of projects or deals come out of recommendations, out of networks, talking to people. And I think networking, being known in the market, and also that your name comes up in a conversation at the right time is crucial. So I think, it wasn't maybe as necessary, as important while there was like a very strong demand in the market. It's kind of an insurance, and probably, yeah, you need to set aside some part for marketing, for some part of your time for like, acquiring new leads, new potential clients. And and if you're like fully booked, that's not top of your agenda. But then there come times where you maybe need to double down on this.
I feel like Freelance Unlocked is a great opportunity to go find strengthen your network, go find friends, and go even find clients. So you're a speaker there. So give me a sneak peek into what you'll be talking about on the Freelance Unlocked stage.
Yeah, so I'm going to talk about how to manage taxes with confidence as a freelancer, and going really into practical tips on what expenses to deduct, how to avoid issues with the tax office, and generally like how to get a good grip and visibility on your finances. And I'm not a tax advisor, so I'm not going to give tax advice, but I'm going to give very practical advice of what we see, what people do efficiently, and also I can speak maybe more freely on what are good strategies and what are common pitfalls that people should avoid. So I'm trying to get a very like hands-off view on what people should be aware of.
I feel like also it's very important to track your expenses correctly. And what I know is that many people are doing it just in Excel, Google Sheets or somewhere, and then they're missing some points here and there. And when it's time to deal with taxes, it's so hard. So from your perspective, what is the most convenient way to track freelancers' business expenses?
Yeah, I mean, having launched Accountable, I'm often, of course, telling you that Accountable is the best tool for that. And I think generally speaking, you should just choose on one way to do it and then do it very efficiently. So if you say, hey, I want to log everything on paper, then be sure to print out everything and don't leave some part digitally in your mailbox and others on paper. It's going to be a mess. So let's do it. You should do it like all the time. So it should be ideally weekly, at least a monthly routine. You should choose on one method to file this and then keep doing it. And yeah, what we do, what I believe is really the most convenient way, is how we manage it in Accountable. You take a picture of your expense. It's automatically OCR'd, encoded, and also our app gives you tax tips on, hey, you should deduct this, you should take more of this, or we even like, we see you're missing some deductions that other freelancers have. So why did you think about deducting this? Because what you really see is most freelancers do not deduct enough. People are afraid of like making deductions, and the big companies, they reap all those benefits because they know what expenses to deduct. And freelancers, sometimes they're not aware. And I'm giving those talks and I'm showing people, hey, have you thought about this and this and that? And then people write down this, and you can even do it retroactively sometimes. So yeah, I think it's hard enough as it is to make your business work, and you should take advantage of all the legal opportunities you have. And yeah, we try to make this easy. And I think software these days is the best way to do it.
And talking about deduction, so what are those categories that freelancers should definitely deduct? And what are those categories that freelancers are forgetting that they still can do, that they still can deduct, but that they are forgetting to do this, and what they are being afraid of?
Yeah, so a lot of people, first what they think about is, of course, like office, home office. There are some rules around this. I think that's clear. If you can, you should deduct this. If you have a co-working space, of course, as well. And then there come the stuff that people kind of know, but not really sure. So your mobile phone. Mm-hmm. So people say, hey, I have to see what part of my phone calls is professional, what part of it is private. I tend to say, and I've discussed it with a couple of tax advisors, if you have a flat rate, right, of a phone bill, so you need a phone for your business, which I would say 99% of people do, then there's like, you need this. And then also using this flat rate for private calls does not do any harm. So you can deduct 100%. Why would you need to split this, right? It makes sense for your business, no harm done. And I think there are a couple of other costs that can that fall into that category. And mm-hmm. the thinking of splitting it comes from a time when you paid by call, right? You didn't have flat rate. So then it made sense to split it. These days it's differently. Then other costs would be for in Germany, for example, if you out of your normal office environment more than 8 hours, you can charge a flat rate per diem, right? You don't even have to, you don't need any expense receipts for that. It's the rule. And people associate this with travel expenses. Mm-hmm. But hey, if you're in Berlin and your client is in Berlin and you travel there, and obviously as a freelancer, you easily spend more than 8 hours at your client's site working there, then yeah, you can also expense that and use the per diem. So if you work on the client in the client's office, that's maybe not connected to travel expenses, but it's still a sizable amount of money that comes together. So I think there are all those small things that add up. And most people just leave a lot on the table because they not actively optimizing for this, which puts them at a disadvantage to companies who are actually doing this.
And what are some categories that freelancers deduct but do a huge mistake by doing that?
Yeah, so I think the typical thing is that people do not quite circle back to the main principle, which is it needs to be a business expense. And then there are all sorts of like rules around this. So if you say for shootings, for example, you buy clothes, you know, and you say, oh, those are business clothes, you know, the tax office will always say, yeah, but you can use it in your private life, it's not deductible. Same goes for glasses, those type of things. We see it all the time that people say, hey, I'm on a business trip and I buy myself a lunch, but it's not deductible. You know, it goes through per diems. You always have to invite someone to be able to claim it as a business expense. So I think there are all sorts of rules around this, which we also try to advise people around. So if you expense a meal for only one person, the app accountable will tell you, hey, are you sure this was a business invitation? Doesn't look like it. So.
And you told us you have to invite someone. How does it look? So does it mean that you have to, I don't know, have a message proof or email proof that you invited somebody for a dinner? So what do you mean by inviting someone?
Yeah, so you can deduct everything that helps you earn money and then helps you pay taxes, right? So that's the idea. It's like it's a business cost, and it's a business cost if you meet with a client. Or if you're a freelancer and you work with another freelancer on a project, or you want to like bid for a project together, well, you can have a lunch or dinner discussing those items, and then you write a note of who you were discussing with, what you were discussing, and then that's the proof of the business expense. It has to be, you have to always be able to make the case that this is actually helping you to make your business more successful and be able to pay more taxes, right? Mm-hmm. So that's the connection. But yeah, of course, you can't like invite all your friends and then expand it, and that doesn't work. You really have to connect it back to a project, to something that you actually do in your personal life.
You know, I can imagine you inviting friends to your birthday party and then like, hey, they're helping me recharge my batteries. That's how I run my business and that's how I pay my taxes.
Yeah,
But yeah.
This connection doesn't quite hold, but I've seen people who say like, hey, I used like an event and invited like a mix of friends and business contacts. And then for the part of the business contacts, I made the case to the tax office and actually prove those people come from those companies. I invited them. So just imagine a freelancer having a 10-year anniversary being a freelancer and invites like former and future clients, some co-working freelancers and some people who, yeah, friends as well. That could be an example where you can actually make the case, hey, this helps me to bring my business forward. So I think there are all sorts of things that people can do. And talking again about marketing, events like Freelancer Unlocked, obviously also business expense, right? Because it helps you bring move your business forward.
Yeah, it sounds like amazing business party, you know. And so what is one thing that every freelancer must be aware of and maybe even check right away to ensure that they won't have any problems with taxes in the future?
Yeah, so I think that a couple of things, but if you ask for one thing, and that's also the core thing we try to make very visible to people, is how much money you should put aside for taxes. So the money, the issue is, as a freelancer, the money hits your bank account, all the money, right? VAT and money before income tax. And then you need to be clear about what's yours of this money in the bank account and what is not yours. And what are you only having like for a moment in time? And then you will need to pay to the tax office, because the tax office always makes sure it gets paid. And a problem is people start, they start making money. It feels like, oh, this works. But then in the end, when the, and sometimes belatedly after months or even sometimes years, like the tax bill comes due, then people are surprised and they might not have access to this money. And that puts them into problems and it jeopardizes their success, their long-term success. Yeah, we really try to make this visible to people like, hey, this is your bank account, connect your bank account to the app. And then we tell you, okay, from this money that you see on this bank account, this is actually money you need to put aside. And this is your money. Something that is automatically done for employees. For self-employed professionals, it's a lot harder, but that's the number one thing you need to have a good view on as a freelancer.
So you mentioned a few things. So what is the second one?
Yeah, so I think a second issue is the topic of VAT. Mm-hmm. It's a European system, and I see a lot of mistakes happening with this and this being misunderstood. So what needs to be on an invoice? When do you have to charge VAT? When do you not have to charge VAT? How do you do your submissions of VAT refunds to the tax office? And I think this is a key issue. It can get very complicated. You have third country invoices to Switzerland, to the US, different rules apply. So I think it's good to choose a system that can help you. We've automated this in Accountable, but still we have questions like every day from users that talk to our tax coaches on, hey, I have the special case, how should I handle this? I got this invoice from a supplier, how can I get the VAT back? So it's a field where it's easy to make mistakes that mm-hmm. can potentially costly. So I think it's the second field where it's good to feel that you have a proper setup that manages this for you.
Got it. So you'll definitely tell more at the Freelancer Unlocked conference. And what would you say to your friend if they asked you whether they should go to the Freelancer Unlocked?
Yeah, I think it's a great opportunity we have now this conference. I mean, Freelancer Unlocked, really, it's a combination of a lot of high-value coaching sessions. And if you would try to do this one by one, it would take a lot of time, cost probably a lot more money. And here you get this all in one place. You can ask the questions you want, and I'm sure like all the people there are pretty open to follow-ups. So you build a network, you get direct value out of sessions, and you can even bring your own questions. So I think it's definitely if you have the time, you can make time in your calendar for that. It's a win.
And what is the best way to connect with you even before the conference?
So yeah, I'm super approachable. I talk to self-employed freelancers every day. Sometimes it's about our app account, but sometimes it's just about like, hey, getting a take on stuff that's on their mind. I think I'm pretty looped into the pains and challenges. So just hit me up on LinkedIn, write me a message. I try to answer if possible, get on a quick phone call, or we just meet up for coffee at Freelancer Unlocked. Happy to chat.
Got it, Tino. Thank you so much for sharing your experience even before the conference. And I can wait to learn even more from you on Freelance Unlocked and hope to see you very soon in person.
Yeah, happy to see you there.
And for those who listened to this episode, I hope you learn from Tino's experience and say thank you to him in person at the Freelance Unlocked conference on May 15th, 16th in Berlin. So go to the freelanceunlocked.com, grab your ticket, and meet you there.